Welcome back to the show. It's just gone 31 minutes to the top of the hour. I spoke to Warren Thompson, who is one of our journalists here at MoneyWeb, about the KPMG press briefing that took place yesterday. And this is what he had to say.
Yes, so the two partners had been presented with disciplinary charges on Friday at some point. And in response to those, the two partners resigned with immediate effect from KPMG. So they are no longer employees of KPMG. KPMG accepted their resignations. KPMG then made the point that their investigation into the conduct of the two men was still going ahead, regardless of the fact that they are no longer employees. They had alluded in their press statement to financial interests of the two partners that were both involved in the audit of VBS Mutual Bank. Mm-hmm. The one partner, Mr. Malaba, was a member of KPMG's executive committee and was the what they call the engagement partner with VBS Mutual Bank. So anyone who read our article this morning would have seen that he actually signed off on VBS's most recent annual financial statements, which was to end March 2017. As we learnt in the press conference, the two gentlemen had received loans from VBS Mutual Bank. The quantum was not disclosed, nor were the terms, nor were the fact that whether the two men were actually, in fact, servicing the loans. But according to KPMG, and we must be careful here, we are trying to source the contact details of the two partners to give them the right to reply. But this is according to KPMG. The two men, when questioned about the nature of their relationship with VBS, misled KPMG, which seems to indicate that they still attempted to conceal the relationship when asked about it. And so there's an ongoing investigation into whether the relationship, or let's say part of the investigation will try and ascertain whether the quality of the audit of VBS Mutual Bank was compromised by the fact that there was these loans made to these two gentlemen.
And I suppose part of the investigation would also look at which came first, the loans or you auditing the company, because that would play a role as to whether it was a conflict of interest or not.
Partners at audit firms are, of course, allowed to enter into financial arrangements with financial institutions, but they must disclose it, and they must also disclose relationships of related parties. In other words, members of the immediate family and or entities, private companies, CCs that the partners control or have an interest in. But it seems to suggest, I mean, the real question here, Nastasia, is was the quality of the audit affected? We know that VBS went into curatorship a month ago. So it's effectively a decisive intervention by the South African Reserve Bank to manage a bank that appears to be in very serious trouble. You then have to ask the question, well, why were partners of KPMG, who I estimate earn approximately 5 to 6 million rand a year, taking loans from a fairly small bank?
Yeah.
I mean, VBS only has a balance sheet of about 2.2 to 2.5 billion rand. Very, very small in the context of South African banks. And these are usually prized customers for banks. I mean, Investec targets chartered accountants, and certainly partners that have income like that make them fairly safe bets to lend money to. So, of course, why did they conceal these relationships is I guess the million rand question. And what was the ultimately, how was the quality of the audit impacted, if at all?
You were speaking of Investec, and I know KPMG audits Absa, Investec, Standard Bank and Nedbank as well. Will they be looking at past audits of those particular banks just to make sure that they ticked all the right boxes once you give them an unqualified report?
You need to make, first of all, a distinction between the audit of VBS Mutual Bank, which is a very small bank, a very small, fairly small audit for KPMG, in which only really a small team from KPMG would audit, versus something like an Investec or a Nedbank, where, first of all, KPMG will not be the only audit company auditing the financial institution, And you will typically have quite a heavy involvement from the likes of KPMG International as well in audits of that size. Mm. So the one is, in the case of VBS, a very small audit where you could say a senior partner would have a much greater degree of influence over the audit than perhaps a bigger one. But KPMG did point out that they were in contact with the financial institutions you've mentioned to reassure them over the quality, and I'm sure they will be rechecking the quality of that audit in due course as well.
There's one thing that they mentioned as well when it comes to staff or partners is that they'll also be doing checks just to make sure that the partners and the staff are on the right side in terms of making sure that any information we know about them thus far is accurate and doesn't compromise work that has been done in the past or that will be done.
They're calling them integrity checks. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be conducting, I imagine with the help of a third party, an investigation into what the partners disclose about relationships with other entities, especially entities that they may be involved in auditing. That's going to be conducted every 2 years, as I understand it. My personal view of it is that KPMG has a serious problem with the culture in the organization at the moment, given some of the other things that have been revealed over the last few months, particularly in September last year, around work done for the Guptas, as well as the highly contested SARS rogue report. I wonder if the philosophy is right. I would imagine that the people in charge of KPMG at the moment would want to purge the organization of any senior partners, because it's only really been senior people in the organization that have fallen foul of its ethical guidelines, as far as we can tell. And what you'd want to do is purge it of people that have not represented the company in accordance with its own standards, and then obviously make it very clear from a cultural point of view and a behavioral point of view that this type of action is completely unacceptable. Whether you create more bureaucracy by doing these integrity checks every 2 years, for me, the philosophy isn't right. I'd suggest that you probably have the wrong people in your organization if you have to go to a partner every 2 years and establish whether he has been truthful in his disclosures to the company. So I differ with them on that course of action. But given the serious nature of what is going on there and their role in the greater financial community in giving reassurance to investors and other stakeholders of companies that the figures that are published are in fact correct, they are, of course, entitled to take whatever action they deem necessary.
And with regards to the events of last year, did they disclose how many clients they've lost as a result of this reputational damage, or partners that may have resigned because they would rather be associated with a different law firm as opposed to KPMG?
They indicated that they'd lost since September 2017 less than 10% of their client book. Of course, you can't tell what that means from a value or a revenue perspective, because you could have one or two big clients that if they removed their business would have a very large effect on their income and profitability. But the bigger problem I think KPMG are facing, as well, as it sounds like there are many partners that have resigned and left to go and work at other companies. And if, of course, these people are bringing in large amounts of business for KPMG, that would be a significant flag to the state of or the condition of their business going forward. So it's not pretty at the moment, and I can only imagine that clients of KPMG, looking at what has transpired over the weekend, would be even more averse to continuing a relationship if they thought that the quality of their own audits had been affected. And that's why, you know, reviewing 200 files of audits conducted in the past is a very significant development.
That's Warren Thompson, who's a journalist at MoneyWeb.